The only people who really know what goes on inside a particular classroom are the teacher and the students. The parents, the principal, and other teachers don't really understand. And that idea intrigued the filmmaker behind The Class. The movie is nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Film. And teachers are saying, if you want to see what goes on in an urban American middle school, see this French movie. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The class begins at the start of a new school year. The teachers are in the lounge looking over the lists of their new students. I laughed about it because the teachers do exactly that thing. We look at last year's list and say, good, good, oh, trouble, good, good. Yeah, you'll love that child. Oh, watch out for that one.
Cynthia Mostaller is an eighth grade teacher at Alice Steele Middle School in Washington, D.C.
And I said, oh, the French are just like the Americans.
Authenticity was important to the producers of The Class. The story is based on a book by a former middle school teacher in Paris. The author, who's now an actor, plays a version of himself in the film. The students are played by non-actors. So even though the film is fiction, it sometimes has the feel of a documentary. The middle school is in a tough, largely immigrant neighborhood.
Bien, 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 bien. Hey, hey, hey.
The teacher, Francois, tries to relate to his students on their level. But in some cases, the students go too far and become disrespectful.
Francois is, you know, just a teacher who is trying to do his best and sometimes make mistakes, sometimes makes very good things.
Laurent Conté, who directed The Class, had the cast work from a script, but he also encouraged them to improvise. And that realism appealed to Anna Hernandez, a counselor at Alice Steele Middle School in D.C.
Unlike a lot of the teacher films made in Hollywood, they're usually extraordinary human being or super charismatic. And if you work in a school, it's really hard to sustain that charisma and that stamina for years, for 5-6 periods a day, every day.
It was also important to Laurent Conté that he capture what it's like for students who are around 13, 14 years old, a turning point in their lives.
It's the moment you start to think of yourself in the society.
Take the character Esmeralda. Esmeralda is bright, but she's also disruptive and confrontational.
I have an Esmeralda this year who I keep telling her that she's going to be a warrior woman if she ever decides to use her talents for constructive purposes.
Cynthia Mostaller says, as an eighth grade teacher, it's easy for her to write off students like Esmeralda.
She was aggressive, she's nonconformist, she seemed inattentive.
Si, la République. Vive la République.
But at the end of the film, Esmeralda reveals that she read her older sister's copy of Plato's Republic.
La République de Platon.
Ouais.
We look at these kids, we forget to appreciate that they do have potential. We've decided very early, she's not going to learn anything from us, and so don't worry about it. And she comes through with the Republic and expresses very nicely some of the important lessons of that book.
Cynthia Mostaller says this movie, The Class, reminded her that her students are individuals, and each one of them brings something to the table. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can hear more from the director of The Class at our website, npr.org.